From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. And if I wasn't playing this new Iggy Pop record, it'd be a bit quiet around here. It gets that way every year right about now. I look around, and like lemmings, close friends and cool acquaintances begin to trek, by any means possible, south, toward the southwest. Austin, to be precise. For music lovers, there are, so I'm told, something like 1,500 bands, and if every band had, say, three members, that'd be 4,500 performers. NPR covers music, and you know that. But what you might not know is that we have a contingent of folks down in Austin, Texas, for this festival, and this conference, and the social network known as South by Southwest. We're posting concerts online, along with some wonderfully written blogs and commentary, to give us an update and to point out some of the highlights. Midway through this remarkable event, in the studios of KUT in Austin, Texas, we have David Dye, host of XPN's World Cafe. David, hello there.
Hi, Bob. Good to be here.
And Rita Houston's there. She's music director with NPR station WFUV at Fordham University in New York.
Hey, Rita. Good greetings from Austin.
Terrific. And Jeff McCord, we've never met you, the music director at KUT in Austin. And
how you doing, Bob?
Good. I guess you're sort of used to this. And you're the host of a show called Left of the Dial.
Kevin, that's right, yeah. Kevin, on Friday nights. It's on tonight, as a matter of fact.
You're going to be able to do that?
Yeah. Well, on tape.
Yeah. The magic of. Kevin Coles, the DJ with NPR station KEXP in Seattle, and he's the host of Variety Mix. Hello, Kevin.
Yeehaw. How you doing, Bob?
I'm fine. They chained me to, right around this time of year, they put a chain around my leg, and they don't let me go anywhere. So I've never been. So help paint a picture for the listener, for myself. Kevin Cole, tell me, do you carry around a laptop? Do you are you holding BlackBerry? Are you meeting people? Are you maybe on a Twitter page or something? How is it for you that...
I'm carrying around two laptops, and I try and not answer my cell phone when I'm here. But I walked down 6th Street the other night, Wednesday night, which is where there's just blocks and blocks and blocks of bars and bands playing. And it's kind of like maybe being in the French Quarter during Mardi Gras, except there's bands everywhere and music lovers everywhere.
Tell me, Kevin, something that you've heard to get us to hear some music here. Something you've heard that you really want to share, that you really wish everybody was there for.
Yeah, so there were a couple of bands that that I was familiar with their records, but didn't know for sure if they were the real thing. So a lot of people have been talking about Peter, Bjorn, and John, and their record is really infectious and catchy. And they played yesterday, and they had had their bass stolen the night before. Their acoustic guitars didn't show up, and that would be enough for a lot of bands to just say, forget it, I'm done, canceled, we can't play today. Well, to me, it tells something about artists if they're willing to go for it and put themselves in an uncomfortable situation. So they played different instruments, and they were absolutely infectious and enthusiastic, and they were so much fun, and they really won me over for sure. It's the real deal.
I wanted to jump in on what Kevin said, because I had a chance to talk with them as well, and you hear about South by Southwest being kind of the hipster haven, and it's funny, there's the number one hipster band in the world right now, Peter, Bjorn, and John, and they have no affectation at all.
Exactly. Yeah, that was part of what made them so lovable as well, and that really came off when they were playing live.
Well, let's give a listen to some of that, okay? Let's give a listen to some of that and pass along a little bit of Peter, Bjorn, and John, a band from Sweden who's just sort of dropped down planet Earth into Austin.
Doesn't matter what we do, but we are going to. We can stick around and see this night through. And we don't care about the encores, talking about the unstuck. And we don't care about the old folks, talking about the old style too. The young folks, talking about the young stuff, and we don't old star too.
Were you at the show by chance?
I was not at the show, but both Kevin and I had a chance to talk with him.
I talked to them as well.
That's right.
Just to give you an idea how hard this band is working it, they were on yesterday on KUT as well, and I was equally charmed by them. They're totally from another time. You know, they listen to music that, like 1960s American pop is what they grew up on, and it's just they're utterly charming.
They don't really sound like this, but I got a little bit of an early Beatles vibe from just the joy they seem to have while playing.
Yeah. Somebody pick me another band. Let's see. David, you've...
Okay. I can't... I've only been out one night, but I did have a chance to see a band in two different phases. Obviously, people are not only doing showcases galore, they'll do things in the daytime, they'll do shows at night, they're doing all these interviews in different contexts. And there's a guy from Austin, Texas, named Robert Harrison, who used to be in a band called Cotton Mather, who has a new project called Future Clouds and Radar. And I had a chance to see him do his new songs alone. And then last night, I went and saw his 14-piece version of Future Clouds and Radar. And it's kind of like, I heard it described as Polyphonic Spree meets Chicago Transit Authority.
So a lot of horns, and I take it? Is that what you're pointing?
Horns, string section. There was no singers in gowns or anything. But just a really wonderful next evolution of power pop. And it was a really fun band. And hopefully, there has to be something homegrown from Austin that comes out of South By, and perhaps it'll be... Future Clouds.
Now we have an acoustic set from them. Let's play a cut from them. And in your head, everybody will have to put the horns and the strings and imagine this band called Future Clouds and Radar.
The world doesn't hang on a star. It's a galaxy where you are. And we don't have a lot to say. I met an old man on a horse from the future when I was lost, and he told me to find my way. The great unknown, a safety zone. Love our, love our, love our, love our, love our life. A break in a pipe at my shop made a solar flare. Burnt your crops, and I pray for you every day. I want to get out of my mind like a baby swan. Learn to dive and be perfect in just one way. The way back home. To the great unknown, a safety zone. Love our, love our, love our, love our, love our life.
That's Future Clouds and Radar. There's an acoustic version here. The band is bigger from what we hear. Rita, speaking of big bands, Stax. Tell us about the event. Stax Records is, 50?
Yeah, Stax is celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Tell us about Stax Records.
Sort of old-fashioned Stax review at Antone's. So I missed Future Clouds and Radar because that was up against it. Ah, the dilemmas of South by Southwest. Anyway, I got in and they did the show the way they used to do those Stax shows in the 60s with Booker T and the MGs starting it out. And just the groove of that band is, undeniable. Anyway, we're all bopping along, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, there are bands all over the country right now playing this material in some bar somewhere, and they're all really close to getting it like Booker T. But that really close is like a huge difference, because here are the guys. Steve Cropper, Donald Duck Dunn. I mean, you know. Anyway, so Booker T does their opening set, gets the crowd all worked up. Then out comes William Bell, and he does Private Number, which I never thought I'd hear William Bell do Private Number live. And Eddie Floyd came out, and he did Knock on Wood. And then Isaac Hayes joined them all for a version of Dock of the Bay with a, you know, loving nod up to the heavens, to Otis, you know.
Wow.
And it was really cool. And it was one of those nights where you find the old guys getting their due. I mean, these are guys who make a living, and probably a good living, playing in casinos and hard rock cafes and oldies tours or whatever. But here they were, playing for a room full of music lovers. They didn't have to come out and do their hits. It wasn't like an oldies show. They were doing what they did in the 60s, and it was really cool.
It was a magnificent show. It really was. It was just one of those South by Southwest moments where you just go, I'm so glad that I'm here at this particular moment, at this particular time. I saw a wonderful Brazilian band called Fojo in the Dark last night. They did a set with David Byrne, and it was just fabulous. Terrific. They're mine
a
traditional
Brazilian, right?
Brazilian, yes.
But live in New York, and they play every Wednesday night, I think, in New York, actually.
Yeah, yes. New Blue.
Yeah. Yeah, they're New York based. But they mine a very traditional vein of Brazilian music, but do it in a very contemporary way. It's
that's great stuff.
And you totally see what attracts David Byrne to them, who sang on their LP, their CD rather, as well as a lot of other folks. And their set last night was just magical. It was in a hotel courtyard, and again, just one of those South by Southwest moments. But
terrific. Now, has anybody seen Andrew Bird? Because he's got a great new record out, and I know he's down there.
I had one of those moments, but it was in our little broadcast studio where Andrew and his friend were just playing. Andrew can set up a lot of different loops and things, and he sings to it. I was mesmerized. He talks about on this new album that you mentioned, trying to get longer melody lines and trying to get more space into it. And I was kind of transcendent. And I think my comment I made was, well, I can go home now. This is just the most beautiful thing I'm going to hear here. And that is sort of speaks to another point about South By, which I wanted to bring up, is that you have a lot of artists who we kind of know who have new projects and they're introducing. And so there is this brand new, and there's this new project, this reintroduction thing, which I think is a piece of the puzzle that some people complain about that, but I think sometimes we need to be reminded about artists that are still doing fabulous work.
Before we get too far, let's give a little listen to a little Andrew Bird, and we'll come back and talk about things we're looking forward to at South by Southwest. Thank you.
day forecast from black tall rains and hellfire. While our hand-picked handle this kid gloves tear at the inseams. They're Halliburton attaché cases are useless. And Scotch Guard Macintoshes shall be carbonized. Now they're offering views of exiting empires, such breathtaking views of city and empire. Scythian empires, arches of an afterthought. Scythian empires, horsemen of the Russian stem, routed by Sarmatians and thwarted by the Thracians. I don't know. Scythian Empire. No, 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 no.
Let's go to Kevin Cole. Kevin, the schedule coming up, this is for us right now, we're recording the show, it's Friday, we're right in the middle of it all. Who are you looking forward to seeing?
So I am looking forward to seeing Iggy Pop. That's going to be happening shortly, getting to see Iggy almost in the morning, one in the afternoon.
I don't think anyone's ever seen Iggy at one in the afternoon.
I know, that alone is going to be, it's either going to be incredible or at least incredibly surreal.
Yeah.
And a lot of, I think the overall, the pool has risen in terms of the quality of music that's out there. So there's more for us to, as filters, to weed through. Weed sounds like a bad word. I mean, we get to experience. And there's so much of it, I think, is really good. And my personal feeling is at least the health of the creative process is better than ever. So there's all these great CDs coming out. I don't think bands necessarily think they're going to make it big. I think a lot of them feel like, man, if they can pay the bills and continue to do what they do, that's all right. And they're making music for the process of making music and for the art of it, the experience.
That's great.
That's completely true. You know, bands these days, they're not talking about hit records. They're talking about how many hits they get on MySpace. You know, they're talking about musicians are incredibly resourceful. We just had Apples and Stereo in at KUT. And, you know, they're part of that Elephant Six collective that sprung up years ago.
And in another time, they might have been the Monkees.
Yeah.
To the Beatles or something.
They
you know?
Might have been. But, you know, there's a lot of bands in this collective, and they're all out there playing, and they're all surviving, and they're all making records. And, you know, most people never heard of them. But, you know, these guys are having a good time. They're creating. They're doing good work. And, you know, they're finding a way to make it.
I think a big part of that, too, is like the total breakdown of the paternalistic record model of like some big, you know, daddy record label saving
Absolutely.
You and giving you your big break. That's over, and now
it is over, and that's a good thing. It's liberating for musicians.
Yes, indeed.
Anybody, before I do, is there anything you wanted to get to that you didn't that we find a way to?
Well,
I think we got to give a shout-out to Public Enemy. I mean, this is the free show in Austin tonight and a chance for many of us to go back to our roots and be outdoors with thousands of people with Chuck D and Public Enemy. And that, to me, is going to be a pretty cool show. That's the one I'm looking forward to.
I also like to give a shout out to South by Southwest for doing these free shows. They're my favorite part of South by Southwest because anybody can come, and they're just every year they're one of the great events of South by Southwest, and it's just fun, and the entire city turns out, and it's always a good time, and having Public Enemy there is going to be special.
Well, thanks to all of you. Jeff McCord, music director at KUT in Austin. Kevin Cole, he's a DJ with member station KEXP in Seattle. David Dye, host of XPN's World Cafe, and Rita Houston, music director at FUV at Fordham University in New York. Thank you all. I can never make it there. Maybe one day I will, but you helped paint a picture for me of what it's like to be there. At NPR.org, we have a whole lot of these concerts live you can listen to, and we'll keep you informed all through the weekend, and hope you enjoy the festival from afar. And you all, thanks for helping us understand what goes on there. It sounds wonderful.
See you here next year, Bob.
Would you write a letter to my boss? It says, dear. Be well, everybody.
Like your music a little country? Listen to KUT's Radio Without Borders podcast for music Austin, Texas style. Available at npr.org/podcasts.